once again, another mortal who became victim to the temptations of flesh. Can you understand me, mortal? You are currently in limbo, a place on the boundaries of hell where sinners are held until judgment. Judgment for where you'll spend all of eternity. One of the few lucky sinners, I must add. You've been given a choice. From what I've learned about you, your only fault in life was not having a handle on controlling your lustful acts. You must have laid with many people during your time in the mortal plane. You must also be curious about why you're here. Well, not in limbo, but why you're no longer alive. Unfortunately, you died in the middle of an orgasm. A very weird way to die. A mighty powerful one at that. A woman was on your face for a bit too long, so if the orgasm didn't take you out, she probably would've. But aside from that, you were charitable, kind, respecting of your fellow man, tame. Well, as in not being aggressive in terms of you wanting to put your hands on someone with the intent to harm. You weren't extremely prideful, gluttonous, depending on who you ask, envious of others, slothful, or greedy. You were a model citizen. That had some interests and vices that could be overlooked. You were a model citizen. That had some interesting vices that can be overlooked. It's been difficult getting new people into heaven, so our standards have dropped immensely. With that being said, I'm a representative of the Lord, an agent, if you will. I wish to tell you about all the wonderful things you can experience in heaven, as opposed to hell, if you'll hear me out. You don't have to worry about pesky, hellish creatures attempting to make your eternal life a nightmare. The temperature in heaven is perfect. No matter what your preferred temperature is, you will always feel it. You'll never feel weary and never feel pain. The sun is always shining in our domain, bright and warm.
It's boring as fuck, and you'll be begging to be banished just to have some fun.
Oh, it's you again.
Oi, sinner. Did any of that angel spiel entice to join her? Wait, don't even answer that. I've heard it all before. What a load of shit, am I right?
Please watch your language, awful demon.
Yeah, shut up.
So rude. What do I expect from a demon?
You can always shut me up. Ball up those heavenly panties of yours and shove it in my mouth. What do you say?
Right here, sweetheart. You are disgusting!
You love it. Oh, by the way, sinner. I saw what took you out. That chick was all up on your face. I swore she was going to be the death of you, but I guess you had one orgasm too many. Well, now it's my turn. While you may think of hell as the ultimate place of death and destruction, think of it more as a better version of Earth and a much more interesting version of heaven. Sinner, you are a horny mess on Earth, right? You would just love the lust ring.
Think of it as a city dedicated to the most depraved and savage of acts. Strip clubs, brothels, prostitutes, creatures that will show you things that you could never dream of. And, may I add, you might pick up a fetish that has no possible way of existing on Earth. All the fun things you'll never experience in heaven. Yes, that's correct. You can instead settle down and stick with one romantic partner for all time. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I'll give you that, sugar tits. But I bet you can't even get a divorce up there if things don't work out. Am I right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Look, you could hone in on your lust and really thrive down there with us. You might even be able to seek an audience with Asmodeus. Dare I even say, Lilith. This sexy sitter is coming with me. Might even make him come, if you catch my drift.
Get your claws off of him. He has to decide for himself, not you.
Boring. Come on, I don't have all day.
Can't decide?
Bullshit. Come here.
Hey, what are you doing?
Encouraging him to make the right decision. You like how these tits feel, stud?
Get off of him!
Shut the fuck up and get over here.
Ugh! How dare you touch me?
Stop your bitching. Whose breasts are better? Mine or hers?
What will this prove, you crass witch?
Ugh. Whoever's breast he likes the most, he goes with. Easy. Choose, sinner. Pathetic.
Idiotic demon. I'm doing this my way.
Sinner, please just say you want to go to heaven and this will all be over. She'll have lost.
In your dreams, bitch. Take your pants off, sinner.
For what reason?
I'm gonna show him exactly what hell has to offer someone like him. First hand. A demonstration. Like the sound of that, don't you, boy?
You're disgusting, relying on such acts to persuade.
You can just sit there and watch. Would it be the first time? Ignore her. Now look at me. My mouth is so warm. It looks inviting, right? I'll keep it open for you. You know what to do. I know you have urges.
He wouldn't be so foolish as to take you up on that offer. Are you serious? Listen, human. You don't have to give in to her demands. Please. Hell is so filled up with the worst of Earth's former population. Will you stop those obnoxious sounds?
You like it. Leave me with Hell's future initiate.
Oh, what do I do? This human can only be convinced with sexual acts, it seems.
Then he's mine. You automatically lose, Miss Holier Than Thou.
That's enough!
You got something to say?
Yes, I do!
Of course she fucking does.
If the only way to communicate with this man is through sex, then I will use my body for the sole purpose of turning a sinner into a saint.
Sounds like a pile of shit to me. You've been waiting for an opportunity like this. The religious types are always secretly freaks. She's just using this as an excuse.
Silence.
I can sense when someone's horny. I can smell it.
Let's just get this over with, okay? Come here, sinner.
And don't just lay there, sinner. Get your hands dirty. So, what are you into, huh? Butt stuff, smothering, pet play, squirting.
What does any of that even mean?
Oh, you're pathetic.
Try to ignore her. Maybe this will help.
Oh, she wants to play this game. Go for it then. You're going back in my mouth.
That wasn't bad.
This is getting boring. Let's get into the action. I'm gonna ride you until you're begging me to stop.
That is enough.
Less bitching, more fucking. How about you join me then? See, it's much better to sit on him.
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
Hey, don't be shy. While we're both down here, How about you give me a kiss?
Absolutely not!
You're already breaking a few rules as it is. Come here, prude. See, there's nothing wrong with two girls making out.
I can't believe you touched me there.
It felt good, didn't it?
I will not answer that.
Oh, don't worry. I won't tell your master.
Oh,
sorry. I meant God.
It felt kind of good, though.
Oh, sinner. Did two women making out on top of you turn you on?
Oh, I'm so ashamed.
Sinner, help me out. We should make you feel more comfortable. I'll give you a choice. You can either fuck me and let me eat her out. You can fuck her and I can suck on your balls. Or we can both fuck her. My tail can be used as a cock. Choose your option. 1, 2, or 3.
Hey, don't I get a say in this?
We'll choose what's best for you. Come on, sinner. Choose. I don't have all of eternity to wait.